You, Mark.
4 weeks ago, I walked into an office in Uptown, and that office had a cat named Zelda, a bowl of candy, and a psychiatrist. And I was there to see the psychiatrist. I was much more excited about the cat and the candy. For the few months previous, I had been living in a place that I like to call Anxietyville. And in the middle of that little town, there is a big intersection with one road labeled nerds and the other road labeled comedians. And there's a very densely populated area in the center. And I was smack dab in the middle of that intersection, afraid that I was going to get hit by cars and problems at every moment. When I was in seventh grade, I had my first panic attack. I didn't know it was a panic attack. I just knew that one minute I was doing the dishes, and the next minute I was on the floor hyperventilating, and I didn't know why. For the next few years, my anxiety ebbed and flowed and escalated until it took over halfway through my freshman year of college, which culminated with me having panic attacks instead of, you know, every 6 months, every couple of days. And the worst one, I wound up calling an ambulance on myself because I thought I was about to die. Let me make it clear for a second. I wasn't going to die. I was fine. Physically, I was fine. But mentally, I was not. The fact that I have an anxiety disorder is defined by the fact that most of my fears are completely irrational. So I got therapy, and I got better. A lot better. So much better. And 4 weeks ago, I walked into a psychiatrist's office because I wasn't better anymore. I had spent months putting off appointments and pushing through to the next problem, thinking that I could get through it until I couldn't. Like, I couldn't function. So I sat down. She said, so what are you here for? And I said, anxiety. And possibly ADHD. And possibly brain damage. But I'm pretty sure I only think I have brain damage because I'm anxious. And she said, is there a history of mental illness in your family? And I said, I don't know. We don't talk about it. We're Catholic. and she said, so what is it that makes you anxious? And I said, every decision that I make that I think might be wrong and thinking that I'm going to be so stymied by my own lack of decisiveness with my own life choices that I won't wind up accomplishing anything. Also, chainsaws. But I'm pretty sure that's not relevant to this discussion. She said, have you been having trouble sleeping? And I said, well, for a while I've only been getting like 4 hours of sleep a night. But also, I watched every episode of Game of Thrones in the past 5 days. So I don't know if I've been having trouble sleeping or if I just really wanted to watch Game of Thrones. So she said, well, I'm going to write you a prescription for an antidepressant. And I said, whoa! I thought you were going to give me like a Scantron or something to like check out if I have anxiety. And she was like, you're pretty anxious. And I was like, all right. And she said, you've been physically shaking the entire time you've been sitting here. And I said, you got me there. So for the last 4 weeks, every morning, I put a chemical up in my brain that says, hey, serotonin, cut it the fuck out. And it's crazy. It's like somebody's grabbed me by the back of the neck and pulled me out of the scramble of chaotic problems that I couldn't figure out how to deal with and given me a bird's eye view of my own life again. I'm happy about things outside of the Game of Thrones universe. The crazy thing about living in Anxietyville is that it feels like you're living there alone. And you're not. A lot of your neighbors are sitting next to you in the dark right now, dreading the moment when the lights come up and they have to talk to people. That's me. And I'm getting better. Again. Woo! Woo!